Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. This show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. It's my hope that you will come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. Each week, we will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will all point up the fact that we are spiritual beings having a human experience. And so tonight, it's my extreme pleasure to welcome back Leo Bonomo. He is a professional inspirational clairvoyant, medium, and psychic. He's been privileged to give readings in Germany and has appeared on TV, the TV Circle on Channel 166, the Information Channel. In October of 2010, he did a small tour of New Zealand doing private readings and a theater booking. He also spent a week supporting an international healer and his workshop. Among his many gifts are clairvoyance, which is seeing, clairaudience, which is hearing, clairsentience, feeling, clairgustance, sense of taste, clairestence, which is being aware of smells. He addresses and reads in varying degrees of trance when the occasions are due. He's written poetry, books, and spiritual messages by automatic writing. Some of his poems have been published in two compilation books, and those are The Spirit Writes and The Joy of Peace, published by Tudor Press. And he's currently working on yet another book. He's channeled a book directly from Spirit called Summerland, which gives explanations of passing, life on the plains, spirit possession, caught death, mediumship, and many other related topics. He also has a book of 54 poems called A Book of Thoughts. So without further ado, let me introduce Leo so that we can get started. We have quite a few callers on the line. And Robin, I'm sorry I had to cut you off, but we were going live. So yeah, the answer to your question was yes. And Leo, once again, how are you tonight?
I'm very well, David, and thank you so much for that introduction. Nice to be here again.
Well, it's always a joy to have you, and I've been promoting this show for the last month, and we have a lot of people that have been excited to talk to you on the line tonight. So that's a wonderful thing. And
yeah.
I wondered if you could let them know how you work so that they will know what to say or not say to you once you get started.
Absolutely. Well, I don't like any information, so I would ask you not to give me any information. You can, if you want to, just answer yes or no. Anything you're not sure about, do tell me, because it helps strengthen the link. And then if you have time, any questions you might have. I know we've got quite a few callers tonight, so we're going to try and keep this fairly short to make sure everyone gets in.
Okay, well, just to let you know where we're at right now, it looks like we have 8 callers on the line, and undoubtedly there'll be more. So if you're ready, let's get started.
Absolutely.
Okay, our first caller is Amy, and Amy, you're live on the air with Leo Bonomo. Say hello.
Hello, Leo.
Hi, Amy. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Good. Straight away, as I link, I've got an image of a lady with blonde hair. It's just longer than jaw length. I'm seeing her from the shoulders up, so when I see a person from the shoulders up, I know they're alive. I can sometimes pick up very accurately on the person on the line. So I can see that you have a good bone structure. I can see blue eyes there. I'm notoriously bad with ages, but I wouldn't embarrass you with that anyway. But am I describing you, Amy?
I don't have blue eyes, but I have blonde hair. I mean, it's highlighted blonde. And it goes a little bit past my shoulder length.
Okay, fantastic. I'm not sure, excuse me, I'm not sure who's given me this information. It is a gentleman. I'm just going to see if I can get to see him and certainly have a listen to what he's got to say. Right, I'm being shown two houses. So normally if I'm shown two houses, I know that you've either moved recently or you want to move. But as I was looking at two houses, I then got a third house, which seems to be two stories and then kind of attic room. So would that make sense to you?
There's a possibility that me and my husband will be getting divorced. So that could be the two houses.
Right. Okay, that makes sense. Okay, now, this gentleman says that the divorce has been looming a long time, and he says that you have expected it to be quite rough, but it appears certainly at the moment to be going smoother than you expected. Would that make sense to you?
Well, we just discussed it, it could be going rough in the future.
Yeah, because this gentleman was talking in the present sense. I do know that it will get sorted out for you, and this gentleman wants you to know that you will be taken care of. He's talking about a gentleman that is your dad, and he's saying that your dad passed fairly quickly. The strange thing is, he's showing me one condition, and I feel that was there for a short while, and then another condition took over, and that's what carried him away. Would that make sense to you?
That would be my grandfather. He was like a father figure to me.
Oh, bless you. Yeah, because he's still got that very much that father figure feeling, and he wants you to know that you will be okay. He says, keep your cool, be firm in what you want. Things will work out for you. He knows that you are quite devastated that a relationship has failed. We are talking about this one, but he says you have recovered quite quickly from that, so you're dealing with it. Would that make sense too?
Well, there was another relationship involved, and that could be it, but I'm not dealing with it quite well.
Ah, okay. Bless you. Okay, that makes sense. Right. He does want you to know that you will get used to the idea. I know it's not something you really want to, but he says that you will get used to it. This will be dealt with effectively. Now, that sounds a bit ruthless, but I think he's talking from a kind of law point of view in that things will get sorted out properly for you. He doesn't want you to worry too much about the future. He says it is taken care of. As he's talking about that, the grandfather's also talking about taking care of you. So would you understand you either being with him for some period, quite a long period,
yeah,
when you were young? Okay,
yeah.
So he's giving that to you as confirmation, and both of them are saying in union, you will be taken care of. Try not to worry about the future. Again, they're both saying, try and keep your cool. Just be firm and be polite, and you'll get what you want. That's not suggesting that you're going to be impolite, but I think this is more to do with as the case comes up for court and that gets sorted out. Have you any quick questions, Amy?
When he said the other relationship, does he mean that's over?
What? Well, he's actually showing me a seesaw, and it's going wildly from side to side, so it has been quite unstable already, hasn't it?
It had been in the past, and then it wasn't. I mean, it wasn't stable, and then it was stable, and now it's not right now.
Right, okay. I'm always honest, Amy. I do feel that it may come to an end. This gentleman says just hang on and see how it goes. But he says there are differences of opinion now that have been brought up that had been hidden for the rest of the relationship. So it feels as though they've just surfaced. Would that make sense to you?
It was about me getting a divorce.
Right, okay. Let me see. Okay. I do think that it may end. It shouldn't, by all rights, because this gentleman's saying, you know, if it is just about that. But I do think there are other things which are underlined. So take that with a pinch of salt. I know whatever's best for you is going to work out. But if it feels as though this other relationship is flagging too much, this gentleman says you will find somebody else. Okay. Can I leave you with that, honey? Because I know we've got a lot of callers.
Yes.
Bless you. Take care, Amy.
Okay.
Thank you, Amy. And God bless you. Okay. Before we move on to the next caller, who's Trish, I'd like to just ask you, for people that either want to have a more extended reading or who don't have a chance to talk to you tonight, what is the best way for them to get in touch with you, Leo? And folks, get your pens out now so you can get that information.
Okay, you can go to my site, which is www.leo-bonormano.com. So it's leo-bonormano.com.
Thank you, Leo. And
bless you, Dan.
Yes, and we're going to move on to Trish, and I'm trying to bring her live. You know how blog talk can be. Trish, hang in there. You're going to be in limbo for a minute. Hang in there. This is frustrating.
I got it, David.
Okay, great. Here you are. Say hello to Leo.
Hi, Leo. How are you?
I'm good, Trish. How are you?
I'm well. I'm looking forward to speaking with you.
Fantastic. As I'm talking to you, I've got a lady that's got auburn hair. It's parted in the middle. This is, again, more or less jaw length. Oh, I can't talk. Okay. She's wearing a flower, flower patterned dress. It's kind of scarlet. Or dark red at the background. I do feel as though I can't talk very well, and I either would lisp or there would be a slight distortion in the way that this lady spoke. She appears to me actually to be quite tall. I would say 5'9", 5'10". She is all in proportion. I'm notoriously bad with ages, and I feel this lady did look a lot younger than she is. So I'm seeing her around 45, 50, so I would guess she may be 60, actually, between 50 and 60. Always smiling, but quite a steely woman underneath. So I think there was determination there if she needed it. She comes across more as a friend than anyone in the family. Would you recognize her at all?
I don't recognize a friend, no.
Right. Okay, that's it. I hate to ask questions. Would you recognise her as one of the family then? Because there's definitely a friend feeling with this lady.
Well, I have a lot of family members that it sort of fits, but most of my family members are on the shorter side, not 5'9". Would be more
right.
5'5", 5'5", and below.
Okay, so would you understand one that would be about that tall and would, even though family, would appear to be more of a friend than family, you know, quite distant? Would that make sense to you?
No, most of my deceased, most of the people I know that are deceased are family related, not friends.
Right. I might not have made myself clear. If she's family, but she would be distant, so in a sense, a kind of a friend rather than family, but a family connection. Would that make sense to you?
Not at the moment. I'm going to have to think about it.
Not to worry, not to worry. The message is the most important thing. I'm just going to have a quick listen. Would you understand her saying that she wants you to organise yourself? You seem to be in disarray, and this is disarray physically, I think things not going right, but certainly mentally as well, things not fitting into place. Would that make sense to you?
Yeah, there's definitely some truth to that.
Okay, and she's been kind but firm. She says, do get a grip on it. It's not like you to be like this. I'm not sure what's thrown you out of kilter, but she says this happened 5 to 6 months ago. It's almost like you kind of got sideswiped and kind of knocked to one side. So something took you quite by surprise, and it's kind of put you out of sync. Would that make sense to you?
It does.
Okay. She says she wants you to, again, she says, do get a grip. You can ride through this. I feel that you're the kind of person that would look ahead, you know, not too far, maybe a year or so. But I've now got this image of you just looking down almost at your feet. You only seem to be looking or planning a few days or weeks ahead. Would that make sense to you?
No, I've definitely been planning months ahead.
Right, okay. But that would be months ahead rather than years ahead. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, because she says you normally plan years ahead. Really what she wants is for you to get back to your old self and to start to be able to rely on yourself. Now, as she said that, that seems to imply that you've had whatever it was had really knocked your confidence as well as put you out of sorts. So would that make sense too?
It would.
Okay. As I'm asking her for some details on that, quite unusually, she said it's very, very private. But you would understand what she means by that. Would that make sense?
Yeah, it's not that private, but I understand.
Okay, fantastic. Have you got any questions at all that you'd like to ask, Trish?
Well, I guess I'm curious as to the involvement of the other side and trying to, you know, get me through the next few months. I have a lot of projects going on.
Okay. As you've said that, this lady's written the word spiritual. So would you understand you're being a spiritual person and these are spiritual projects that you're trying to get off the ground is what she's used.
These are work and personal projects. I wouldn't call them spiritual.
Right. Okay. Yeah, okay. That's a little odd because she's now written the word humanitarian. So I do feel that you certainly have other people's interests at heart. She says that they will certainly be helping you in achieving what you need to achieve. She's held up three fingers. So there seem to be three main projects that you're trying to get sorted. Would that make sense to you?
It does.
Okay. She says you are being proactive, continue to be proactive. What needs to happen will happen. She says it's not a case of us interfering or taking over or doing for you. What needs to happen will, but we can certainly encourage those around you to be a little more collaborative. Now, what they do when they do that is they send thoughts to a person to kind of say, would you like to help Trish? Or maybe this might be a good idea. Of course, they have their own free will, so they can dismiss those thoughts. But she says generally people that you're working with are very receptive. Would that make sense too?
It would.
Because, again, I think they're just going to influence those. I think it will go well. I've got two ticks, so I know two are going to go exceptionally well. I've asked her why the other one seems to be being singled out in some way. She says that needs more work than the other two. She said it's currently the one that you appear to be having more problems with at the moment. So would that make sense as well?
That's funny. There's two that I seem to be having more problems with and one that seems to be going very well.
Right. Okay. Let me just sort out the one of the two. Because I think one of those will quickly catch up. So it will leave one that there's problems with. Let me. She says the one that you have problems with involves two other people or two other organizations. Actually, she's correcting me. So would that make sense to you?
I'm going to have to think on that. At the moment, it doesn't.
Right, okay. Right. Right. She's talking about a little team that are working with you. This isn't spirit people. This is people that are physically there helping. So would that make sense to you?
Yeah, that would make sense.
Okay, and would you understand that you have allocated a couple of people to one project? She says specifically, so this is as opposed to the other two. Would that make sense to you?
Yeah, I've actually hired a team of people to do work on the other project.
Right, okay, because I think it's that project that she's saying there is going to be a little bit of difficulty with. She wants you to understand it will work out in the end. She's shown me the three of them peeking at a line, so it feels as though the deadline for all three to be achieved is quite close, so it's within a short space. Would that make sense as well?
Yes.
Okay, and the one that you're going to have a problem with, it will over excuse me, it will overrun a little bit, but she says that will get done too. For some reason, she seems to think that's the most important. Would that make sense as well?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question. I don't know that I would say, to me, they're all important, so I don't know that I would say one is more important than the other. But
okay, I do understand that. I know they're all going to be effective, but I think the one that has the problems that overrun slightly, I feel is going to be more effective than you expect. They're all going to be about equal, but that one seems to be more effective slightly than the others. Okay. Would you understand this lady is a sign-off saying that happy birthday to you? So this wouldn't be too far away. I normally work 2 or 3 weeks, and it's 2 or 3 weeks ahead or behind, but I think actually yours is a couple of months.
No, that's my birthday
is, you know, in October. Right. Okay. It wouldn't be a brother's birthday. She's just giving this as a link, but you have an older brother. Would that make sense to you?
I do have an older brother, but it would not be his birthday.
No. That's exactly what she said. Okay. So, if it isn't you, then I think there's someone that you're very fond of that has a birthday soon. It seems to be a couple of months. She's actually written June for me, so she's trying to confirm that. Don't worry that it doesn't come to mind at the moment. She sends you all the best for these projects. She says we are working hard as well to do what we can as we can, obviously within God's law. So, but there's lots of help there for you. Thank you so much, Trish. God bless.
Thank you. Thank you, David.
Thanks, Trish. Thank you for calling. Okay. I'm having a little technical difficulty here. Our next caller is Harriet, and I am working on bringing her live. You're live, Harriet.
Hello.
Hi there.
Harriet. How are you?
I'm fine. No problem.
Good. I've got quite, I'm trying to be polite about this. I've got a lady that's about 4'9", 5'1", something like that. She has dark curly hair. I can see that she's wearing glasses. There is a bit of weight with this lady under the chin and on the body. A very jolly soul. There is something that was quite distinctive about her voice. But she would be the kind of person that's life and soul of the party. I've asked her whether she's family. She says no, but she was a friend and colleague. Again, I'm not great with ages. I feel this lady would have been towards her 50s, middle 50s when she passed away. Would you recognize her, Harriet?
5'9", but she was in her 50s.
Yeah, she would be about 4'9", 5', something like that. So a short lady. Please don't worry. I know it will come to you at some point.
Is she like light skin or do you see dark skin?
She is light skin, this lady, and she's got dark hair. It's black and it's permed. Because I know that you're a different background to her. This is what she says. But don't worry about it. A message is more important. Okay. Would you understand her saying you have a habit of moving home? Because I'm seeing several moves here.
Yeah, I do have a very bad habit of moving.
Okay. And she's just giving that to you as a confirmation. She's saying very nicely, you know what, it'll fall in. She'll remember who I am. Okay, now.
okay.
There's a contradiction here because I feel you've been through some quite sad experiences fairly recently, but she says you seem to be happier than you've ever been.
Yeah, I don't know what that's all about. What's going on? I don't know. Like, my life is coming to a complete end, and I'm totally happy about it. I don't know what's going on.
Okay. She says it's because your soul knows, so in a sense your subconscious, that what's happening needs to happen. Things will be okay in the end. So she knows it's a strange feeling for you. She says you can be a very emotional person, and if this had happened a few years ago, you would have been in bits. Would that make sense to you?
Yes, that would, yes.
Okay, but she says that you have certainly matured a lot in a spiritual sense. She says you have changed your attitude to people. You are much more giving and forgiving. Does that make sense to you?
I think I'm going the other direction, but she thinks I'm more giving. Okay, well, I'll take that. That's what the spirit sees me as. But okay. Yeah, well, I have learned to let it go. I mean, if stuff happens, just I can't.
Right.
That's
what she's talking about. This sounds a bit evangelical, which is not the usual kind of message that I give. But she says, you know, the spirit of the creator, she's saying God, the spirit of God is within you. It is beginning to light up your life. I do feel in a psychic and clairvoyant sense, she's actually showing me windows opening. So I think you're embracing this more and more. Would that make sense to you?
Yeah, I think so. I kind of feel it. Yeah.
Fantastic, because she's saying this is the source of happiness. Now, it is literally the joy of love. I've got a feeling this lady would have been a good churchgoer, just from the way the words are coming out. And so she's talking about this being the this love being the source of all joy, and she's saying you are understanding it in a different way, and you're understanding now that sometimes to struggle against something is a lot of work, but in letting go, everything starts to flow. And she says that's what you've needed to learn. I know you've been a very hard worker all your life. She says you have been in some terrible situations. I think this is work and finance. Would that make sense to you?
Yeah.
And she says that you've got from all that. I know money's still a little tight because she's counting out coins, but she says you are finding the happiness now. And as you are happy within yourself, you will find you'll be given whatever you need to be given. So she's essentially talking about manifestation. And one of the keys to manifestation is that we are happy with our lot, whatever our lot is. And she says that joy is there. You are happier. You will begin to find... Sorry again. You have already found that life's taken a different turn, but you'll begin to find that that turn will increase and more will be happening for you. She wants the family to draw together. So if you can imagine a circle, and I've got just over a quarter, she's sort of scribbled in that quarter, and she's saying that there's a portion of the family that doesn't seem to be very family orientated. Would that make sense to you?
I don't know what's wrong with them, but I don't know. I've just decided to let them go too.
Fantastic. Yeah. Again, it's the way to do it. You know, sometimes we try and help, and it's not really wanted.
Trouble.
Yeah. Yeah, and then we get wound up, and it causes more trouble, as you say. So you've done the right thing. But this lady's talking from a spiritual point of view that they are trying to get some of the family together in that quarter. She says, we do what we can, but...
Mm-hmm.
we have to give them their leave, you know, give them their free will. Have you any quick questions, Harriet?
Oh, I was just asking about love, but,
Okay. okay. Would you understand her saying that three disappointments are three disappointments too much? So these seem to have been big relationships that have, she's just said they've gone to the wall. So would that make sense to you?
Yeah. Yes, it does.
Okay, and she says that now that you have found this joy and this love, she says it's actually visible. She's given an example, but whilst it's an example, it may have happened. I think people that you've not seen for a while can see there's a striking difference in you. Does that make sense to you?
I guess. I don't know. I don't really hang out with nobody. Like I said, I don't moved on with my life.
Okay.
I don't know.
I think she's just talking about, you know, shopkeepers and people like that that kind of know you, that can see this change. She says she's making that point because as you get about more, you will draw to you a gentleman that has the same glow about him. She says the change in you is tangible, it's visible. And she says you will find a gentleman where that's also the case. She says a gentleman that's not too much taller than you. I'm seeing a gentleman about 5'6", 5'7", so I would say you're a few inches taller, shorter than that. Would that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, she's just giving that. She's, oh, bless her. She said, don't be embarrassed. I'm just giving that as a confirmation to you.
Yes, okay, yeah, she didn't have to say all that, but okay. I know.
Yeah, so you are going to meet someone. She says sooner rather than later. She finds that hilarious, but she says you will draw somebody to you. Continue being happy, and you will find somebody to match that happiness. There is a spiritual law, like attracts like. So now you have changed in that way, and you're full of light and full of love. You'll find someone that comes to you. Again, she's saying it's been a long time coming, but well deserved now. So take her great love, honey. I know it'll work out, but I'll say prayers.
Okay. Thank you so much. God bless.
Right. Thank you, Harriet. I love your sense of humor.
Okay, David, God bless.
God bless you, honey. Take care. All right, we're moving on to Sharon. Sharon, you're live.
Hi, Leo. Hi, David.
Hi, Sharon. How are you?
Good. I was so excited to see that you were on tonight. I talked to
you
before you left Blog Talk once. We had one time in one morning, and it was very powerful. I tried to listen to your show on the other, but I haven't been able to get through.
That's a shame. Oh, bless you. Thank you for that. Okay, now, even before I spoke to you, somebody stepped forward. I can only hear the voice. They're going, lottery, lottery, lottery. Not that you win, but you had felt that. Yeah, it'd be nice if I could give you that news. It'd be nice if they gave the numbers, wouldn't it? Because I'd have to call you privately. Because otherwise everyone else would win as well, and you'd end up with a few dimes. Okay. This person, it sounds like a lady. I'm not entirely sure. She said lottery, lottery, lottery. It's from the point of view that life has kind of been a lottery, and you've been buying the tickets and not getting very much out of it. Would that make sense to you?
I don't know, Leo. I've kind of been feeling like I was supposed to win the lottery, actually.
Ah, okay. Well, they don't bring anything up by accident. But the point of the message was... in a physical sense rather than a lottery sense. Through life, you've been buying tickets and not won very much. But she says the reason that she's coming forward is that now there is a win for you. It's more a win in life. But as you brought up, I've got the feeling I'm going to win. I did get a tick with that. Now, don't get too excited. I hope and pray it's a life-changing amount for you. But do take it with a big pinch of salt. Under the right circumstances, even $4,000 or $5,000 can be life-changing. I do think it may be more than that, but she says if you feel that it's going to completely transform your world, then that isn't the case. But she agrees with you. There is a win coming for you. I'm trying to get her to pin down when this is, but she says it is this year. But she says, buy the ticket when you feel you need to. So, again, she's just wanting you to be careful with the money. So don't buy one every week or whatever. But I do feel that that's there. I know you're quite sensitive, aren't you?
Yes, too much.
Yeah.
So,
you know, lots of people say, oh, I wish I had the gift. And they don't understand that they're quite a great burden with it. Sometimes we feel a lot of stuff we don't want to, and some of it's for a lesson and we can't shut it off, and some of it is just that we really can take things to heart. But the reason she's brought that up is she says you will begin to feel urges as to when you should buy, but she's actually said tickets. When you do the lottery, do you tend to do a row of numbers and then a row of numbers that kind of follow it closely? Does that make sense to you?
You mean like...
So if you did 5, 10, 15, and the next row you would maybe do 4, 9, 14. So there's a pattern. I think that's what she's... I've just got a tick with that. So there's a kind of pattern that you have. Does that make sense to you?
Huh. Well, I haven't. You know, one time in a... Like, I was not dreaming, but I was, you know, like, closed my eyes and I was resting, and all of a sudden I started seeing numbers appear, and they were in red on a black background. And there were three numbers. And all of a sudden I went, oh, God, the lottery, right? And then they disappeared just like that as soon as I thought that. And that was years ago. So I'm not even sure what those numbers are. But my daughter recently had a dream that I was going to win. And my life has been very difficult, and I've had a lot of things stolen. So, you know, I'm hopeful because I never buy lottery tickets. And when I do, I usually – I have been because of my daughter's dream and – You know, but I have, but I just let it, you know, like God pick it. I don't pick the numbers.
Okay. Well, I think what this lady's suggesting, and from what you talked about your dream and seeing some numbers, I do think some numbers are going to come to you. Once you get them, I would also do maybe, you know, the next number down or the next number up, because that seems to be what she's indicating. But she says there is a win destined for you. She said it will make a change. She's going back to what you said about you having a hard life and that. And this is why she brought up in context, because there's never coincidences that you've bought a lot of tickets in life and not won. And that was her way of saying that there'd been a lot of hardship. But it's wonderful the way that Spirit connects all these things together. You know, she's used the example of lottery, and you've had a dream, your daughter's had a dream. So that's how they link it all together. It constantly amazes me that they do this. But, thank you so much. I know things are going to change for you for the better. She's just said that. She's actually waving two tickets. So she's reminded me that she said tickets plural rather than one. So I think if you get a couple, you may find you've got two separate wins that come together, or there's two sets of numbers that are quite close. But take Oh, okay. I was just going to say, take her love. You've got a question. She said you've got a question you want answered.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I've had people trying to take my house. And also, you know, my question was about my son. His birthday's tomorrow. And, you know, how he is. I think that's my mother that you're talking to.
I've got a very, right, I've just seen a head vigorously nodding, yet, so it's definitely her, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
I can tell by the lottery thing, you know, because she always said somebody was, her brother won the lottery years ago, and she always said that there's another person in the family that's going to win, you know.
Right.
My mother was gifted.
Right. I think she's going to help you with it. I think that she's going to try and give you the numbers. What you've said, and your mum has actually brought something back to me. I had an uncle, was quite unfortunate. He was disabled, and there were lots of problems within the family. And he had a friend, and the friend said to him, doing the numbers, you'll win the lottery. And my uncle was such a stubborn man that on that man's deathbed, he said, right, I'm not doing the lottery. His numbers came up. That was my uncle all over.
There you go.
Yeah. So it's kind of the reverse, really, of what your mum said, that someone will win. I do think she's going to give you the numbers. So keep a pen and paper handy, because I think that what happens to you is what happens to me. You'll get these numbers. You'll wake up, just write them down. Your mum's going to help. I've got a big thumbs up. Your mum was a very proud woman, always did her best. She says she sometimes came unstuck. Would that make sense to you?
She sometimes came unstuck?
Yeah, so she always did her best, but sometimes things went wrong for her.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But she did
always
give that.
Yeah, she's given that as a confirmation, hun, you know, this win is coming for you. I know she's going to get through somehow and give you the numbers. Take her great love, and you take care. God bless.
Did you pick up my son at all, Leo?
Okay, what was the question again? Because I'm just picking up some... Oh. He seems to be quite unhappy.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense?
My son's birthday is tomorrow, and yeah, I did, you know, I've asked him, you know, I want to know how he is, and, you know, it's just so sad. I just feel, I'm still in shock. It's been 11 years.
Right. Okay. I think then it was your sadness that I picked up. He seems to have been quite a tall young man. I would say average, maybe slightly slim. Would that make sense to you?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. He wants you to know that he's happy. He understands your sadness, but he says, you know, as you let go and appreciate that things are actually okay, and he knows you may not agree with that at the moment, that the happier you are, the happier he is, and he can make you feel happier then. So it's kind of a reciprocal thing. He's not telling me how he passed. This feels like something quite quick, though. He's actually just written the word shock. So obviously it would have been a shock for you, but I think he's talking about a shock for him. Would that make sense to you?
Right. He was murdered. Mm-hmm.
Oh, bless. Okay. But he wants you to know that it's okay. So he was just giving you that proof there. He wants you to know his love hasn't diminished. He says he might have been short on showing that at times, but he still loved you. He says no matter what happened. So there seems to have been some conflict there before he passed. Would that make sense to you?
Yeah, for, you know, like about a week before we were in an argument. It's my fault that I didn't realize But I mean, I always knew he loved me, and I just hope he knows how much I love him.
He absolutely does, because they feel our thoughts, you know, they can link in with our minds. So it's, you know, he's just mentioning that thing. He says it's terrible when something happens like that and we don't have a chance to say goodbye. But he says it's okay and everything is all right. Would you understand whether there were two people involved in his murder? Because he said they got caught.
Yeah, there were two. Well, two of them are acknowledged, but they got, I mean, they just wrote it off as an accident. The police did. So they never got in trouble or anything, really.
Ah, okay.
I know there were more people involved, too.
Well, if it wasn't those two, then there seem to have been two people. You may not know they're connected to it. There's two people that are in prison now. So whether it's for that or they've got caught for something else. But he says payment has been made. Okay. All right, honey. I shall say prayers for you. You take care.
Yes, thank you so much.
Bless you, honey. You
I'll
take
let you
care.
Know the lottery, I'll call you.
There
yeah,
you
absolutely.
Go.
Absolutely. Do that.
Yeah, let us know,
okay.
Sharon.
I
okay,
will.
Thank
I will.
You, honey.
Okay.
God bless.
Bye.
Bye bye. Sorry to cut you off there, Sharon. I heard that. Okay, we're moving on to Marty, and we're definitely not going to be able to get to everybody tonight. So, once again, Leo's website is leo-bonomo.com. That's World Wide Web, right, Leo?
Yep, absolutely. Thank you, David.
Yeah, and Bonomo is spelled B like boy, O N like Nancy, O M like Mary, O. Leo
absolutely.
Dash Bonomo.
Yeah.
Okay, Marty's
Thank
on
you.
The line. You're welcome.
Hi, Marty.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
Hello
How
there.
Are you?
I am not too bad. Just had beautiful weather the last 3 days. I'm just kind of annoyed that they've been chemtrailing the hell out of us.
Oh, yeah. You know, you're so much more aware of it than we are here. We look up and we go, oh, look, there's a plane ahead. And and most of us, you know, we don't take it in. Okay. I've got a gentleman here, and he's talking about there being a slightly privileged background to the family. Would that make sense to you?
To my family?
Yeah.
Well, I guess by some people's standards, perhaps, yeah.
Okay, yeah, he's just wanting you to acknowledge that. Okay, now, he talks about you as always having been mellow. But you are certainly more spiritual. He's taken me back about a decade, and he says your view of life and spirit has certainly changed an awful lot. Would that make sense to
him? Yes.
Fantastic. He wants to congratulate on that. Now, he's saying this almost in a joking fashion. He says, you know, life isn't as bad as it seems. I think he's trying to do that to cheer you up, because he's given me a tinge of sadness that you have there. And I know that there's been some tough things going on. As I'm talking to you, I'm feeling a kind of tension or stress across my chest. I feel that this gentleman had... he calls it an unexpected heart attack. So I'm gathering by that he tended to be quite fit, and he was just one of these people, looked fine, bang, that was it. But the reason he's given me that is I feel that you also, you get stressed and stress pains. Does that make sense to you?
Occasionally, yeah.
Okay. Now, I don't think you've seen a doctor about that. This gentleman's saying, you know, if it does worry you at all, do see a doctor. It is just stress. It's nothing else to worry about. But the impression that he's giving me is that sometimes you won't go to the doctor when you should. Would that make sense?
Well, I got pretty disgusted with allopathic medicine.
that's two of us, and I'm sure David kind of feels that way as well. Yeah. So
I think they're great for traumatic injury and stuff like that. There's a place for it, but
yeah,
I prefer nature's way in most things. So.
Absolutely. So he's just given this as a little bit of evidence for you. I know we don't have long. He says that you do have a specific question you want to ask.
Oh, good Lord. I've got many questions I'd like to ask, but if I have to just pick one, that's tough. Well, geez. I mean, you know, the two biggest things in my mind are, like everybody always said, I'd like to know, you know, when finances will improve, but I'd also like to know when my proper mate's going to show up. And I know he's coming. I do know he's coming. Just, you know.
Right. As you've asked that, I've got October. This gentleman says, I know, it seems a long way away, but I do feel a gentleman's going to turn up for you then. She says there are many qualities that you would like, but kindness would be the greatest of them. So would that make sense to you?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, so he's given that as a confirmation. So I know somebody's going to turn up for you then. Money is being counted out, so I know that finances are very tight. Now, he's saying that this is going to sound very strange. He's saying you don't have to be frugal. If you just feel that you have money, again, he's talking about manifesting, and you feel that something will turn up financially, it will. This gentleman wants to help you in that. He's saying that if you just raise your chin and look forward, hold your head high, things are going to change for you. I've got an envelope, and it's an ordinary envelope, but as I've opened that, I've got a check inside. So they don't usually show it to me that way, but would you understand a refund is due? I don't think we're talking about taxes. He says it's not taxes, it's something else. So would that make any sense to you?
Nothing's leaping to mind.
Okay, he's just said May is the day. He means the month of May, of course. I'm seeing very old images of old houses. Take this with a pinch of salt. I think that there's some sort of inheritance coming back to you. And this gentleman says it will clear a few debts for you. So I don't think it's a huge amount, but it will certainly make life a bit easier. I'm trying to get him to pin this down. He says it's a few thousand dollars, but certainly welcome. So I think that that's going to happen. Again, he's written the month of May for me, so do watch out for that.
I've been strangely feeling May myself that there would be something improvement with money, but yeah, that's, you know, that's what I've been feeling is May. So,
fantastic.
And I don't know why.
So, I think Spirit are just trying to sort of pre-warn you about that. As I'm saying that, would you understand? I don't think it's yourself, but someone having brittle nails. You know, when they just sort of crack and chip.
Well, mine are kind of rubbery, so they break rather easily.
Right, yeah. I think he was being diplomatic then. He kept showing me that. And I said, are they yours? And he went, just say someone. So, okay, he's given that to you as a confirmation. So I think, May, this is going to come forward for you. Fantastic. We might have chance for one more reading, so I'll let you go, honey.
Okay,
take this gentleman with great love. God bless.
Thank you very much. Have a great night, dear.
You too. God bless.
Bye.
Take care, Marty.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Leo, I don't know if you're able to go another half hour, but I did post the show for 90 minutes. Is that a possibility or not?
No, that's fine. That's absolutely fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have promised two more callers readings. And beyond that, we'll see what we can do. But the next caller is Shayla. And Shayla, you're live on the air.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, Shayla. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. I've got a lady here. She's black, but quite a light complexion. I'm seeing dark hair. She's a very pretty lady. I would say petite. Okay, she's shaking her head. She's going 5'5", 5'6", something like that. Very elegantly dressed, bright red lipstick, a great personality, very lively. Now, the funny thing was, the first thing I heard was her saying, college girl, college girl. I'm trying to think of the word. She said cheerleader as well. So I think she's talking about you, not herself, but it could be the same with her. Would that make sense to you?
The college part, yes, yeah.
Okay, fantastic. Now, okay, this is going to be a strange question because I feel you don't live that far from the sea. I'm seeing, you know, one of those rubber rings that children wear, or like a life preserver. I'm seeing that. So I hate to ask questions. It's implying you don't swim, or you learn to swim quite late in life. Does that make sense to you?
Kind of, I guess. I took up some swimming lessons in high school. I mean,
right. Okay, that's a bit odd. I'm just going to see why she's given me that. Okay, she's saying you don't live far from the sea, so would that make sense to you?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And she says, given the choice, you'd prefer not to be in the sea very often. Would that make sense to you?
Well, I love the water. I just don't go deep into the water.
Right, okay. I understand what she's showing me now, because she's showing me these floats, and obviously if your feet's off the bottom, it's kind of like you need the float. I understand what she's showing me. I slightly misinterpreted it, so I do apologize. Okay, right. Now, where are we going with that? She's talking about you being buoyant. There is a thread here, which will make sense to me in a moment. I can be a bit thick sometimes. Okay, so she's showing me you buoyant. She's talking about your personality, but I feel that finances have slightly looked better now, and the prospects are looking better. Would that make sense to you?
Uh-huh.
Okay. She's a very strange lady. I've got all this sort of bubbly personality and everything, and now she's just gone very, very quiet. I'm guessing, because she's not telling me, that you've got... She says you've got a couple of questions, so ask away.
I was wondering when I'm going to get a new job because I've been flying everywhere.
Right. Okay. I don't know what you do, but would you understand her saying you've more or less exhausted that avenue, look for something different? She's talking about a job that you did some time ago. She says it's now in vogue, so it's now kind of fashionable, or it's got its time again. Does that make sense to you?
No, I don't know what it is.
Right. Okay.
I've done quite a few things, so I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, because she's talking about having done different things and something else, something that you've done. Right. Would you understand her saying that you're quite good with your hands?
Creative-wise, yes. Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. Okay. So I'm just trying to get her to fill me in. It's very strange. She's very, very bubbly, and it's almost like a different person stepped in. But as I keep seeing her, I can tell it's the same person. But it's almost like there's a whole personality change there. I'm just trying to figure out what. Would you know of this lady? Would you remember her? Because again, I think she was from college.
Somebody new in college?
Yeah, this lady that's in spirit, as say, you know, not very tall, very, very bubbly personality, very well dressed. I've got red lipstick. She's black, but she's very light skinned. Okay, I'll give you the background. I think she was like that. There seems to have been some sort of accident. She's showing me a blow to the head, and her personality just changed completely. It was almost like the light was switched off. She was a very different person, quite withdrawn. If it doesn't come to you at the moment, it will come back to you. But she's showing me that because I was wondering why there was a complete change and turnaround there. Okay, mm-hmm. Now she says she wants you to begin using the creative skills that you have with your hands. She said there was a job which required manual dexterity. I don't think she's talking about typing or anything like that. I don't think that's your kind of thing. But would you understand a job where you would need to be good with your hands that you did?
No.
Right. Okay. I'm just going to take a drink of water and try and strengthen this link.
Was it painting or was it creating something? Because I haven't had a job where I would create something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Try not to think along the lines of creating. If I don't think it's typing, but I think if you were a good typist and you hadn't done that for a while, what she's kind of saying is try and look for a job where you're good with your hands will be of use to you. The reason that she's saying this is she feels that the kind of job you've been doing, there's just little chance of getting back in there in that particular profession. Would that make sense to you?
Not really. The jobs I'm applying for, they haven't come through yet. So,
right.
Or they haven't. So.
Okay. Right. Okay. I think what she's saying is the type of job you're going through, it's very difficult to get into. There's a lot of people that want those. And what she's saying is try and change what you're looking for. You are good with your hands. Try and look for a job that has or needs that ability. So it doesn't have to be creative, but certainly something that you can use your hands or that manual dexterity. She says there are some high quality of jobs around which need females, and again, I'm guessing because this is small hands or slim hands that need manual dexterity. She said you will find a job. She said it isn't the highlight of anyone's life, but there's certainly money there, and it will get you out of the financial problem that you're in at the moment. So would that make sense to you that there is a financial problem that you have at the moment? It is a bit sticky, but you have these manipulative skills with your hands to do some kind of work. Would that make sense to you?
Well, the finance part, but I still don't know what job they require me to.
I'm not sure, but I think if you look, I mean, it might be factory work where they need ladies because the hands are small so they can get into gaps, or electronics firms where you're putting things into balls or something like that. I'm not entirely sure, but she's saying you have good manual dexterity. Look for a job doing that. Again, she says it may not be the highlight of the world, but it will certainly pay you to do that work. She says that you can be very fast with your hands when you need to be, and she says that will bring dividends because there will be bonuses in the job. I'm getting some kind of factory work, but this isn't like, you know, putting eggs in boxes or anything like this. I think she keeps showing me electronics things, so it's got that kind of feel to it. She said you may enjoy it more than you expect, but it will bring in money for you. Okay. Right. Any last questions, honey?
I've been having some dreams, so I guess that's not really a question, but I just go back to the job thing. Would I get a job soon, or?
I don't think it's going to be too far away. She says give it 6 to 8 weeks and you'll find a job. But that is kind of on a proviso that you start looking into another area. Strangely enough, she has contradicted you. She says the dreams are important. I know that you're getting quite vivid dreams. She says that you're also finding that some of the dreams have been predictive. So you're seeing things in dreams and the next few days they're coming true. Does that make sense to you?
I haven't seen them come true yet. But I have been dreaming some vivid dreams, yes.
Right, okay. She said they will start to come true. It is a gift that you have there, and she says if you feel that you need to follow it through and develop it, do, but it will tend to develop quite naturally with you. She says it's going to open your eyes in more than one way. So as I'm asking for confirmation of that, these dreams have started in the last two and a half months. Would that make sense as well?
Within that time frame, yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, mm-hmm. So she's giving that to you as a confirmation. So enjoy those dreams. She says don't be worried about them, but you will find that they're helpful. Bless you, honey. Okay. You take care.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
God bless. Bye.
God, Shayla. Okay. Have a good night. We're moving on. We have two callers on this line, and this may be the end of it. We have Robin first, and then her daughter, Amber. Hello, Robin. You're live on the air.
Hi, Dave. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Robin.
How are you? I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Okay. I'm not sure who I've got here. Robin. Yeah, I'm not sure who I've got in spirit, Robin. I do apologise. That's okay. They're laughing and joking. They said you wouldn't be the tallest lady in the world. Would that make sense to you?
Yeah.
And she says that there is a great deal of laughter and love in the family, always has been. So she's talking about your parents, grandparents, and that there seems to be a lot of laughing and love in the family. Okay, now, would you understand her as saying that you appear to be a constant worrier?
Yes.
And she says you do need to try and get out of that habit. She's given me the kind of feeling of my ex-wife, and my ex-wife, if everything was really going well, she'd worry that that was a sign that things were going to turn. So in other words, if there was lots to worry about, she'd be worried about it. If there was nothing to be worried about, she'd be worried about that. So this lady's given me the kind of feeling that you you do the same. She wants you to look forward to the year. Would you understand her saying that you read horoscopes?
Yes.
You know, the stars. And she says that what's been indicated for this year is that things are going to start off great and get better. And she says, actually, what you found is it hasn't started that well. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
And she says, just disregard that. You know, it hasn't been a great start. but the rest of the year is going to pick up for you. Strangely, and it kind of connects with the last caller, she's just said, idle hands do no work. I think what she's saying is actually that you do like to work and your hands are not idle at all. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Because there seems to be an awful lot that's going on there. She says you have a wonderful work ethic, and that's been commented on by many people. So she just wants to give you those things as proof that she's here, because she says whilst you are expecting messages and a loved one to come through, you're not entirely certain about this subject or the process. Would that make sense as well?
That one, no, because I believe in this.
Right, okay. Let me just see then. Okay, if I just turn that slightly, would you understand her saying that at one time you had little or no faith in this at all? Because I think she's trying to show me the difference. One and the other. Okay, bless you. I know you've got some questions. Fire away.
I just really wanted to know who was around me and if they're okay and doing good, you know?
Okay, so I've got an image of a lady and also a gentleman. So she's showing me both sides of the family. There's a lot of people in spirit, aren't there?
Yes.
Okay. And she's just written the word sisters. So would that make sense to you of a sister being in spirit?
No.
Right. Let me see. Right. Would you understand your mum being either one of two sisters or one of three sisters? Because she's talking about sisters here.
My mum had 10 sisters.
10 sisters, right. So, okay, right, where are we going? Okay, so would you understand that two of those being in spirit?
There's more than that, but yes.
Right,
but two that she was close to.
Ah, okay, fantastic. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, those two want to say hello. They know that you're not really expecting them to come through and to want to give their regards to you, but they're saying hello. I'm seeing an outline of a woman that's got a very mother-like feeling. So would you understand your mum being in spirit as well?
Yes.
Okay, because she's talking about being there, and she's talking about these two sisters. So they're wanting to send their regards. I'm also seeing a lady who's calling herself an auntie. She has got dark hair. She's standing next to a gentleman, so I think this auntie would be on dad's side of the family. She says a favourite aunt, but one that you'd not seen many times. So I think emotionally you were close to her, but physically you didn't see her a lot. Would that make sense as well?
Yes.
Okay. I tend not to give names because names can be confusing because they might be link names and sometimes that means they're on Earth. But this aunt is calling that name.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Yeah, there was a motorbike going past me.
Yeah, a motorbike went by.
Yeah. Would you recognize the name of Ernie in spirit?
Yes.
I've also got a Sophia. That makes sense to you?
Who?
Sophia.
No, that one don't.
Okay. Okay. She says, think about it. Would you recognise a Jasmine? And I think that's on mum's side, not dad's side.
No, I'm sorry, hon. I don't.
Okay, not to worry. It's one of the reasons I tend not to give names because sometimes they're link names, as I say. Okay. Someone's also talking about four brothers. I think this is on dad's side of the family, but I think grandfather's generation. Would that make sense as well?
Yes.
Okay, so they're all giving their best wishes to you. They know that you know they're around, but they said sometimes you need something a little more tangible there. Funny enough, as I'm saying that, would you understand things getting moved around the house, keys moved and that kind of thing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm hearing a lot of laughter as I'm saying that, so they think it's funny.
They have a ball with me here.
Yeah, because they're talking about that, and they say, you know that you're surrounded by lots of spirit and lots, they're calling it goings on, lots of goings on. So they're just wanting to show you that. I am seeing a very old school desk with one of those ink wells that would have sat in the desk. I've no idea why I'm showing that, because I think that may be actually, I don't think you would be old enough for that, but I'm being shown, where are we going with that? Would you understand a family home being made out of a small school? So a small school from years ago converted into a family house. Would that make sense to you?
My grandfather made a house out of ammunition boxes.
Right, okay. This isn't quite the same thing. As I was talking about the school, I got a tick, so I'm very sure that's the case. She's just said grandfather's side. So if you look on father and grandfather's side, there was somebody that lived in a home that used to be a school. It's quite a small building. She says it's not that it was exclusive, but it was just a small building. I'm getting the sense of this being further out in the west somewhere, or certainly what would have been an old frontier town that's now grown up. Okay.
My mom came from Minnesota, so could be anybody from down there.
Ah, okay, because my geography is really bad, and I don't really know the states at all. But that makes sense. Okay. If that's okay, I'll leave that with you, because I know that your daughter wants a message, and I've got somebody here lined up for her.
Thank you so much. Hold on, please.
No problem.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great, and yourself?
I'm good. Would you know many of the people on Dad's side of the family?
Dad's side of the family? On what side of the family?
On Dad's side of the family, so a grandfather's side. Your mum may be able to help you this. I've got a gentleman with black hair. There's a parting on the right, hair comb to the left. He says he's mixed, so I think there was certainly a mixed to the family on that side. He's not very tall, this gentleman. He's about 5 foot five, 5 foot six. And he says that your mum is more likely to remember him than you, but he was very fond of you as a baby. I do get the feeling, as he's showing me as a baby, that your birth would have been slightly difficult, and then he's talking about some complications health-wise in the first couple of years, but you're a little fighter. So I don't know whether you can confirm that it's a bit early or whether your mum can, but would that make sense?
Yes, my mum said
okay. Fantastic. He says that he's following your progress quite carefully, because he has an interest in you. He says that he never got very far in life. He says that you do work hard, but you have ambitions, but you seem to have no way of exploring those ambitions. Would that make sense to you?
Yes.
And he says he wants you to study hard and to think about what it is that you want to do with your life. I don't think you do, but he says don't waste it, do something constructive, don't be like I was. So he's wanting you to do the best for yourself. He says you will have money if you work for it and you make something of yourself. So I feel that just like your mum, money's fairly tight for you. Would that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. Would you understand him saying that you've had a feeling for a long time now that money and success is going to be there for you?
Somewhat.
Okay, because he says he's happy to confirm that. The proviso is obviously that you have to put in that work, but he says if you do that, you will be surprised at the way that you can turn things around. He says, I don't want you to lose hope. So would you understand that sometimes you get a bit depressed and a bit down and think, is this worth it at all? Would that make sense too?
That's how I'm feeling now.
Okay, and again, he's just trying to cheer you up and to say that, you know, things will change around. For some strange reason, I've seen a native Red Indian. He says he's Cherokee. I don't think there's a Cherokee mix in the family. Would you understand being quite sensitive in a psychic and clairvoyant way?
Yeah.
Can I have ice cream?
Okay, so I feel that this Native American Indian is a guide to you. He's saying that you are sometimes very sensitive to bright lights. Does that make sense too?
Yeah, sometimes the bright lights are my eyes bad.
Okay, now he's bringing back something that I experienced in Circle. Do you know what trance is, when somebody goes into trance?
No.
Okay, it's when a spirit comes very close and either influences you or steps into you. Have you seen a ghost?
Have I what?
Ghost. Have you seen the film Ghost?
Yeah.
You know when Sam steps into that medium?
Yes.
Yeah, trance can be a little bit like that. Now, the reason that this Native Red Indian is telling me about this is because I go into trance sometimes, and I was in Circle, and it was a very, very dim light. But as this guy stepped in, I found myself shying away from the light. It was far too bright for me because I was kind of looking through his eyes, if that makes sense. Now, he's saying that the reason you're sometimes very sensitive to light is you can drift away. Does that make sense to you? So you might call it daydreaming, but
yeah.
This is a different thing. Okay. And he says he wants you to be aware of that. I know that you have gifts that you can develop. He says that he's here to help you if that's the way that you want to go. But I do feel that that is something that will develop for you. He says that particular gift has he says that that particular gift has nothing to do with the work and day-to-day living that you will that will encourage you to work harder and earn money. So this is something on the side, but he wants you to know that you have that gift. I do feel as well that you have very, very sensitive hands. It feels to me like sometimes my fingertips are getting very hot. They're not quite burning, but they're hot. He says that's what you get. Does that make sense as well?
Yeah.
And he says you have a gift for reading things like psychometry, so picking up articles. He says that he would advise you to think about it. I am going to plug my book. I'm writing a book at the moment which should come out hopefully this year, if not early next year. And it's called Training for Mediumship Using the New Energies. It will tell you how to read objects, how to develop yourself. This Red Indian is saying that he wants you to begin studying, maybe read other books on development, because he says you have a gift there that will not only greatly help you, but certainly help others. And he says this is why he has been making you aware that sometimes some lights seem to be very bright. Again, I think he's very close to you when he sees that, when you get that reaction. He's also talking about the hands because he says you have a gift in that way. He's given me another odd confirmation. He's talking about you having itchy feet. In England, there's a saying, if you have itchy feet or you can't stand still, it's because you want to move and be doing something. I get the feeling that you're like that already, but I do get a feeling that you do get sensations in your feet with either tingling or them itching. It feels like a circulation problem, but I think this is a spiritual thing, not a physical. Would that make sense as well?
Yeah.
Okay, and he's just giving that to you to say that you can put your mind to making yourself a success, and that will happen. But you also have the gift of mediumship, and he says he wants you to be open to that idea now. He's talking about several experiences in the last 5 or 6 months. This would include dreams, but also getting the feeling of knowing what other people are going to say, those kinds of things. Did that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. He's also, I'm hearing an old-fashioned telephone ring. He's given that to me in a way that I can understand it. Would you also understand some ringing or notes in the ears, like a musical note, and this is just one note? Would that make sense to you?
Yeah.
He says there's nothing wrong with your ears. It's spirit testing your ears to see whether you can hear it. And he says when you hear it, just acknowledge that you can hear it. Basically, what they're doing is they're trying to get a sense of volume. And once they get a volume and you can hear it, just say, thank you, I can hear that. Just acknowledge it. You're going to find... okay. Would you understand him also saying that you don't have a particularly strong sense of smell?
Yes.
Okay. Now, he's saying this because you're going to find this quite weird, but he's saying we are going to we're going to bring smells to you. I can smell smoke, incense and different things, so that will be quite strange for you to begin smelling those things. They're also testing your sense of smell. So he's saying we're going to be bringing these things to you, so if they happen and they seem slightly extraordinary, just thank us, just acknowledge that it's there. They're going to build you up. I do feel that you're going to have, if you want, quite a lot of success as a medium in years to come.
And I'm going to have to cut in here. My phone is about ready to cut out. Amber, how does that sound to you, dear?
That sounds amazing.
Yeah. Well, I'm concerned that my phone is going to give out and that I will become disconnected. So I want to thank you, Amber, for calling in. And Leo, thank you again so much.
Thank you so much.
No problem. You take care, honey. I'll say prayers for you all. God bless.
Thank you. Bye.
God bless everyone. And for the callers that did not get a chance to talk to Leo, go to leo-bonomo.com. That's B-O-N like Nancy, O-M like Mary, O.com. So thank you, Leo.
Bless you, David, and thank you. Yeah, that had made me aware and actually cut off at that point. So thank you so much. Once again, it's been a great pleasure, and you take care.
Likewise, and you do the same. So once again, we come to a close. Now we can pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience if we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize.